white.
I would say that you're an agent of colonialism.
The only way to overturn that.
Wait, did you say Wakanda?
The only way to overturn that is to attack that system of colonialism which has separated us.
Did you say Wakanda?
It means to take something and turn it around. It means to take something and turn it around.
That's what Wakanda means.
Can you say overturn?
Yeah, I can say overturn.
Your language.
But I'm saying is Wakanda.
I know you look like a shaved monkey, but you don't understand this language. I know a lot of y'all grow tails, but you don't understand this language. I know your ass is big as my pinky, but you don't understand your own goddamn language. It's called overturn.
This is a real episode. And what you just heard, there's going to be a lot more of it. We have a black supremacist and African revolutionary, Gazi Kozdo or Kozodo or Kodo. I'm not sure how to really pronounce it. It's not as important because we are arguing about the plight of whiteness, blackness, the election, and some insane things. And while I tried to stay polite during this interview, I'll let you know that towards the end, I got a little more than slightly offended. I snapped. It happens to the best of us. Anyway, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV with insane graphics and crazy guests. I try to bring you a variety of guests. As always, this is the second black homosexual that we are having on the show in just the same week. So congratulations to all you guys who asked. I couldn't make it to three of them, only to two. But it's better than nothing. Before we jump into the interview, which is going to blow your socks off, I want to remind you that this episode is brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the best cup of coffee in America. I'm going to tell you right now that if you are looking for something to change your life, if you are looking to become a better person, if you are looking to spruce up your mornings, you could lose weight, you could try to get into a better relationship, you could heal your marriage, all very hard to do. You know what's the easiest way to do that? Go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive right now and take a sip of a freedom-loving roast that will change everything for you. And that is a guarantee only I make, not the company makes. But what the company does guarantee is that they will serve you the freshest small batch cups of coffee in whole bean, in ground roast, in coffee rounds, or in canned coffee for all of your weird fetishes and likes of whatever you like to drink. They have it for you. Now, I want to tell you this. I use the Coffee Club. It's basically whatever you want delivered to your home or office. You can get 20% off that or anything else in the store right now. If you go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive, remember, we got deals coming up for the holiday. And remember, it's veteran owned, veteran operated, and they donate over 45,000 bags of coffee to first responders, to troops, to individuals, to people that are on the front lines here serving. Anyway, go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive to get 20% off your first order. Let's bring him on the screen. Gazi Soto, Zodo, Kodo, Zodo. I'm not sure. I'll clarify. Black African revolutionary and supremacist.
Land back. What it do? My name's Gazi Kozo. How it do? Or just Gazi.
Gazi Kozo?
Gazi, first name. Kozo, last name.
I like it. So were you born as Gazi, or was that a name given to you?
That was the name I found after your white ass stole my name. Yes.
What was your birth name or your dead name?
Oh, it's not dead. It's a name that I'm fine with being given. I was named Augustus. And wow. I'm cool with that too, because like Augustus was a Roman emperor, and both 2 months out of the year is actually named after Augustus. August, duh. But then also October, because that was the name he was born with. He had two names because he was that big of an emperor. So my mama knew I was going to be about something. You feel me?
Yeah, no, and you definitely are about something. I take it you're a homosexual.
Yes. Did you get it? And I get it. You are too. Hey, girl.
Yeah, I love you. If I was going to date a man, you would be my first pick. I would prefer black reparation revolutionaries. You'd be at the top of my list, actually. Yeah. Really, truly. I mean, you got the corn. Are those braids or what do we call those? Your hair.
You could just call it hair.
Yeah, I know, but it's very, very, very nicely done. And of course, you got yourself all ready. Yeah. Sorry we couldn't have you in studio. But let's just talk about this to people. Let's get right into this. So you are a character. You are full of life. You have goals and ambitions. And we are excited to have you here. So, you know, who is Gazi? If the world looks at you and they take a snapshot and they go, I want to know what this guy is about. What are you about? What drives you?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to say, you know, I'm glad you're not gay, because, and I'm not your type, because I don't date pigs in a blanket. But any which way, godly, you know, it just depends on who you ask. If you ask white people on YouTube, they call me Black Hitler. If you ask Black people or colonized people, they'll be like, that's my saving grace. That's my bestie. Ghazi be with the ratata, you know, savage, period, on white people. So long story short, I became viral on YouTube and Facebook, making videos, whatever, making fun of white people because it's easy. And from there, you know, but understanding that we needed more than just comedic jokes about white people. My people needed land, labor, their own labor, liberation, and a future. Outside of this parasitic colonial system of white power that dominates all of us today. So I use that ratata and the availability to the people through the videos to create an organization to help uplift and give power to colonized people, or what liberals call, you know, POC, people of color, because we're crayons or some BS. No, I'm a colonized person. I represent a nation, Africa. And so, yeah, that's what we did, and we started the organization Black Hammer. Here it is. Shameless plug. Boom. The Black Hammer organization. Go to blackhammer.org and join. Yeah. And that's the Black Hammer organization we started. It's international. And we are in, you know, all these poor working class Black and brown communities, helping uplift our peoples and stuff. So, yeah, shout out to the Hammers, them. And if you is white, and the reason I couldn't answer you, the reason I couldn't answer you about, like, you know, what do they have, braids or cornrows, whatever, is because actually my organization, we don't educate for free. You have to join our colonizer class. Colonizer class, yes.
How does one join that?
Go to blackhammer.org/reparations. And as a white person, you can pay reparations, yes, to African and colonized people, since everything you got is from us, right? And we will educate you, we'll try to re-educate you into and train you to be a human, right? Because some dogs can even talk, you know? So why can't some white people learn how to be human? So we here, and that's what we do. So you got to give at least $25 a week in reparations.
Can I slow you down for a second? Okay, let's break apart some of the stuff you said. I want to just get into this. Number one, okay, let's break apart your what you're about. First of all, you said you went viral. Remember, not everything that's viral is good. Coronavirus, viral. But not necessarily good. HIV as well.
For white people.
But I want to know this. You said making fun of white people is. I know, but you said making fun of white people is easy. What some of the things that you like to make fun of white people about, and why is it so easy? Why does it come so naturally for you?
Well, you know, when whiteness is a concept that was created from.
You think it's a concept? Like, this isn't a skin color. Like, you think this is a conceptual thing, or it's not biology?
No. So let me break it down. I forgot. I'm talking to white people. Okay. So,
well, I'm only one person. I don't have a they them pronoun. I'm a he.
Whatever they is, whatever it is. So as white people, yes, you do have white skin, right? You do have skin that has no melanin, right? You do look like Porky the Pig walking around here, right? You don't have lips and things like that, and you can't dance and all these other kinds of situations, right? You get sunburned very easily. You know what I mean? Your skin feels like moist paper towel. You know what I mean? Those kinds of things. But that equaling oppression, that equaling a certain society and culture came into being when white people tried to escape, the economic decline in Europe that was happening. It wasn't even called Europe. It was called Christendom back then. Through the Black Plague hitting Europe and knocking out a half to a third of the population, right? Destroying the economy, like COVID-19, like you said, is a virus, and it is destroying the economy, right? And the population at the same time. So Europe had to deal with a beaten down economy, right? Because of the Black Plague. And to get out of this, white people left Europe, went into Africa and other colonized nations around the world, looting, including, and stealing the resources. And that informed us who white people are, and that informed white people who they are to the rest of the world, right? So that's what I mean when I say a concept. I mean, not just like, of course, I could see you, I could say you're white, I could say you're a man, but the concept of what that means, like culturally, right, that comes through dialectical historical materialism that is created by events in history that equal me talking to you today. But I have a question for you. How do you feel that your election was stolen?
I'm not running for the president of the United States. I am the president of the United States.
Your president is running. Your president is ran, and he lost. And they took it from y'all. Hillary Rodham Clinton stole it from y'all. Like, and everybody know it, and everybody's gagging. Let me tell you, the hood is gagging. Nobody in the Black community believed that Joe Biden got more votes than Barack Obama.
We agree on something. I mean, I will take it to this. Because
Black people don't even claim Kamala Harris. Kamala got a white husband. Kamala half Indian. Kamala just came here from Jamaica. Them Black people don't even claim Kamala. Kamala don't claim Black people. Kamala has locked up more Black people than she has had sex with. Okay? She has locked up more Black men than she has had sex with. Black people did not back up Kamala Harris. Black people hated Kamala so much. The heifer had to drop out before the primaries. Remember when she was crying in her white husband's arms? and she got more votes than Obama.
Sorry.
Ain't nobody voted for that hoe. Ain't nobody voted for that hoe.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Would you have rather had Donald Trump than Biden as president?
I would rather what is happening now. I would rather what is happening now, this chaos. And this fighting and people really seeing white power for who it is, right? The media is telling you that Joe Biden is the president. The media is the only apparatus informing you that Biden is the president, right? All these other offices in government is informing you that, hey, it's still undecided. And it's like they're peer pressuring Donald Trump to concede before, you know, like, no state has been called, y'all. Like, the media called them states. That stuff they be flashing in your eyes with red and blue, it's red and blue because Associated Press says it's red and blue, not because those states said they red and blue. So all of that exposing itself is great. And the only thing that could stop this fracture, this grave injustice to white people's democracy, is Joe Biden making a real self-criticism and saying, hey, yeah, I did try to steal it. Yeah, it got out of whack because we weren't expecting Donald Trump to get so many votes. So we had to cheat even more, which is exposing the girls. And that's why I made an acceptance speech before anybody said I was president. That's why I made an acceptance speech without the president-elect conceding. He's supposed to wait for that concession, for that phone call before he has the acceptance speech, correct?
100%. Well, 100%. I mean, you should wait till the courts at least call it and solidify. You shouldn't accept something that wasn't given to you. It's like, it's if you accept something that isn't yours, that's called theft, actually. That's called, or larceny. I mean, that's not exactly the truth. You know what I mean?
Yes, but yeah. You know, one thing I respect, like, you know, I'm not a Trumper, obviously. I'm not a Joe Bidener. I say, you know, F the left wing and the right wing, it's the same bird to me of white oppression, colonialism, you know, a parasitic system built on top of stolen land of the indigenous people and enslavement of African people.
So when you talk about colonialism, right, we're talking about the idea of people starting colonies of I'm assuming in your definition of taking land. Who owned the land in North America before Europeans conquered it? Because what I'm concerned about is that for all of history, it's always been about conquering nations and taking land. And it's always been a fight, survival of the fittest, right? If you subscribe to, you know, Charles Darwin and these ideas of survival of the fittest, all of nature works on a system of whoever's dominant, whoever can collect the most resources, whoever can adapt is the one who retains power and survives. And humans seem to act no differently in terms of we are number one tribal. Those tribes get together for a collective good. That collective good is seen often using violence or other means to either in defense or in offense to try to appropriate land so that they can have resources for their own survival. That sometimes that tribal mentality is based on skin color. Sometimes it's ethnic heritage. Sometimes it's based on religious similarities. I mean, regardless, his camera died?
What happened?
I don't know what happened. We lost you there for a second. Now you're
all
back.
All my stolen resources y'all got, and y'all got this ghetto connection going on. Y'all step it up over there in that studio.
Hey. We asked you to fly out. Yeah. We were going to fly you out. Remember that? I wanted, no, why didn't you come?
Is it trying to make me sick? You're trying to get me sick? No airport.
I was going to fly you first class. I was going to get you first class.
First class got corona just like last class. No, corona don't give a damn about no classes. Corona okay. don't give a damn about classes, race.
Because I thought the coronavirus was racist. Isn't that true?
No, but systems of colonialism have racist, obviously.
Okay, so let's jump back into what we were saying. Basically, yes, when I lost you, I'm sure you know what I was trying to say, is that this is the way the world has worked. So why are white people the only ones who get penalized for living a colonial destiny or leaving a lineage behind, when it seems like even if you look as recent as World War II, we talk a lot about, you know, how Nazis and fascists are bad, which I agree, but we hear very little about, let's say, Imperial Japan or the rights of Asian people to make up for their imperialism or China's imperialism today. I mean, why is it that white people are the only ones who are held guilty for the past crimes of colonialism?
Okay, all right. You want me to answer now? You want to play your ass?
No, you go.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you so much for asking that question. So first off, you know, you are 100% correct in the instances that have occurred, but not 100% correct in giving the correct analysis of the implications that those instances have on certain people's lives for the exploitation of others. So first and foremost, yes, like some nations are about dominating and being parasitic and being built off of the exploitation of others, like the United Snakes of America, right? Lives off of the stolen land of the indigenous people that are still here today, right? In reservation camps that are really concentration camps, right? And you have African people today who, through slavery, right, paid for the building, right, an economy of America. Those create contradictions. So for you, yes, of course, those things did great things for you. So of course, through your material lens, off of your material interests, right, resting on the pedestal of capitalism, colonialism, imperialism, and the destruction and looting and polluting of others, from your point of view, yes, your pockets have fattened, right? Before colonialism, you in Europe were living in squalor, were living in scum, were living in dirt, right? You were living under feudalism. Europe was one of the most unfree places in the world under feudalism, where people were tied to the land, right? And these white peasants, if they didn't produce enough for the landlord, they could get their fingers and things cut off, right? Through feudalism, things like waterboarding was created because the white liberals of feudalism thought, well, cutting fingers and stuff of peasants is too harsh. So let's figure out a way to torture them to make sure they do the job without, you know, cutting off their digits, because we need them to till the land the next day, and they can't do it with two fingers, right? That's the kind of system that y'all were going through. And through you leaving, right, feudalism, being freed from the land and being able to put your labor on the market, you were able to leave those lands, right? Being poor white people coming in, stealing the materials and the labor and the land of others, like savages, and creating more for yourself. So now you're no longer a white pillager, a white peasants, you are now a white worker, right? You can get a two-door garage or whatever like that, right? Or what we call the white whipping class, because your mode of production in society is whipping the rest of us, oppressed, colonized people around the world, to do your bidding. But this is a contention. This is something that people are resisting all around. That's why in 20 years, you're still getting your butt whoops in Afghanistan and in Iraq today by groups that are as small as 20,000 to 40,000 and very, very poor, and are fighting you with weapons that are from the Soviet Union and is dragging America today. America can't leave Afghanistan and Iraq because they're getting dragged so goddamn.
Can I clarify this, though? Because there's a lot of troops that are not white that are serving. So when you just mean whiteness, do you mean like America or the idea as a whole? Because I mean, like, when you talk about soldiers and generals and people in the military, I mean, it's pretty mixed race overall. I know people, you know what I'm saying?
They pick up a gun for the United Snakes of America. They're picking up the gun.
Are you saying United Snakes?
Yes, the United Snakes of America.
Why do you say United Snakes?
Because it's the United Snakes. They're picking up the gun of the oppressor. And a lot of colonized people know that. If you ask people in the military, colonized people in the military, why are you in the military? None of them will say, because I love America. None of them will say, because it's for the troops and freedom. All non-white people in the military will tell you, it's to get money, honey. It's so niggas can get them Jordans and them Mustangs. Everybody know a nigga that joined the military always got to get some a Jordan and a nice Mustang or whatever, right?
Isn't that kind of racist though? Like, if we're let's just say this for you to say, but Ghazi, look, you're not a stupid person, okay? You're not stupid. When we first started talking, I thought maybe you were a bit mentally ill, but now as I've talked to you, because I've heard some things about you.
And at first, when we were talking, I thought you were a pig, but then you started talking, and I said,
Right. We had, bygones be bygones, right? Bygones be bygones. The past is the past. Our reputation is behind us. The assumption, though I will say there's some truth in it, that there is a problem with materialism and issues in the Black community that keep them down instead of getting ahead and investing in wealth, et cetera. Let's talk about troops specifically.
Materialism, you're bombing people for their materials.
I know, but I'm saying, I'm talking about these troops. I know Black people.
Nobody has more obsession with materialism, with being materialist or having material possessions and resources than white people. White people who are bombing and droning people and children.
Yeah, but why would you say that all Black people are doing it for Jordans? Like, I mean, I watched the looting
America
in Philadelphia.
Ain't nothing to fight for, because that's a criticism of America. Because America, the colonized people, ain't nothing to fight for. And white nationalism is being patriots, right? Patriotism is nothing but white nationalism, which is your unity with the bourgeois white ruling class state. Your unity with your troops and your unity with the police. Violence, right? God bless our troops. God bless the police. That's what you unite with. The violence, the tool that is used to rape and loot and loot and steal from the rest of the world and give to you.
Okay,
so many Black people left the military in the Vietnam War and y'all got dragged in the Vietnam War. Remember
okay,
that?
Let's talk about that's a different era though, because that was a civil rights era.
Different era, same thing. And we over here are fighting to tell our Black brothers and sisters to get out the military and stop fighting those colonized people of Iraq and Afghanistan and Iran just so you can steal their natural oil and resources. If you want to pick up the gun, to defend your people who are getting killed by the police every goddamn day.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe in the Bill of Rights? Do you believe in God-given rights, these rights to...
I believe that white people should not have the ability to dictate anything on this land. Indigenous people's dictatorship of this land. This is their land, their lives, and their resources. So that is the only legitimate form of governance on this land is self-governance by the indigenous people of this land, which you are not. You are an illegal immigrant, just like you stated. You came here through violence, and then you created these fake passports and fake IDs that say you are a citizen on stolen land while you are cutting out the private parts of thousands of indigenous women, giving them forced vasectomies, right? In their land, saying that they are invading or they are these criminals and things like that and all this kind of stuff because they're crossing the border. The border you created, you stole half of Mexico by gunpoint.
Okay, we're gonna break that down. That was actually the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, and technically they sold it to us. But let me talk about this to the viewers real fast. As you heard, wait, guys, I need to put you on hold for a second.
Ghazi, took more than you wanted. Ghazi,
we live in a capitalist society, and unfortunately, YouTube demonetizes these videos, and then that's why we have support. I'm gonna tell you guys something very important right now. I want to tell you that if you hear Ghazi, which we will break down. People like Ghazi believe that the Bill of Rights does not pertain to white people, which is fine. He has the right to believe that. And we're going to break that down. And in America, because of the Bill of Rights, we have the right to defend ourselves, to talk about this, to do this in a legal way without violence. And I like that. And we're going to get to that. That's why I want to talk to you about an incredible book called Not Free America. It's crazy. It's written by a man named Mike Donovan. And why he's important that we talk about him is because he has been a champion of one of the biggest civil rights law firms in American history. And as he puts it, guys, our Bill of Rights and what we stand for in this country have been under attack far before Ghazi was born, myself, before there was this arguments of systemic racism, of colonialism, of this, cultural Marxism. I mean, what we're talking about is that Americans need to understand how to solve the issues of government, how to solve the issues of society in a way that doesn't do injustice to the framework. If you go to notfreeamerica.com, you can take the Liberty Pledge and you can order your copy of the book today. I really encourage you to get it, whether it's for yourself, for a friend, or a family. If you go to notfreeamerica.com today, that's notfreeamerica.com, you can get your copy of the book, buy it for a friend, a family, get it now before it's too late as Christmas is coming. Go to notfreeamerica.com and take the Liberty Pledge. Anyway, let's jump right back into this. Okay, Ghazi, you were saying white people, just to clarify, You think this is for the future of America, right? What we have this election on hand. We have Joe Biden or Trump that currently, as of the recording of this, have not been declared legally the president. You don't think that either man, because they are white, has the right to govern this land?
Yes, obviously. You stole the land. That theft is still there. And those people still have the right to resist and fight that occupation, right? So I believe and I unite with the indigenous people's acts of resistance, that movement, right? But when you want to base it in your Bill of Rights, in your Constitution, as of right now, when I turn on the television screen, it's being told to me that Joe Biden is the United States president. And if everything else is telling me that he is cheating, right? But if you turn on to CNN, MSNBC, on ABC, all of these kinds of places, they are saying that he won. And the only way they are able to say that Joe Biden won is because the media counts or thought they counted ballots in all of these states. So how can this be? How can this, you said you want something that doesn't mess up the framework, but this is a direct attack and contention against the framework that a sitting president doesn't get to inspect or look at these things. And we were told that ballots would take months to count. So how did they count these ballots in 3 days? Y'all said it was going to take months.
Okay, so then what? Because this is where I always get confused, right? And I want to be, I try to be as respectful as possible of guests on the show. Just because you and I see the world differently doesn't mean that I need to be disrespectful. I would treat you like I would treat anybody else. I mean, look, I'm a champion of human rights and civil rights. I got this for my niece. It's a black Barbie. I haven't given it to her yet because I wanted to add to, she has a diversity collection I'm building for her. Her parents are Biden-Harris supporters and they're supporters of BLM. And I just wanted to make sure I help her diversify her collection of Barbies and whatnot. I care about people. I really want to make sure that her parents and their family are living out what they say they believe. But that being said, because I did notice she only had white Barbies and it concerned me.
How dare she have those white Barbies?
Well, it just concerned me because when people talk about diversity, but they live in like all white neighborhoods. And then they don't have any black Barbies. I need to change the direction of their life one Barbie at a time. But I will say
100%,
this.
And these are the same people. I want to pause you there because these are the same people. These white people that live a suburban life, right? I want to know, why do these same white people, these same white liberal people who will have Barbie dolls, just like you stated, you think that having a brown Barbie doll in a wheelchair, some stuff like that, and diversity and all this kind of stuff, and your Biden-Harris supporters. You live in this suburbia, but when something happens and black people get killed, how you travel all the way from suburbia to come to the black community and pop off like that and lead these violent protests and things like that and these riots? I want to understand why all these white anarchists and things like that want to leave their comfortable homes in suburbia and come and do these things and engage in this violent activity. That's what
let's jump into this. So obviously, you know, you're not alone. People specifically, I think the word people of color is stupid. I just call them people. There are people who are here who you know, obviously feel like they've been slighted. There's other people who share your perspective on life. And, you know, when you see these riots, let's talk about the BLM riots. So when you talk about a transfer of power from, you know, white people, which I wouldn't say white people, that's really a racially based thing. We have one of the most diverse racially and gender wise governments, I think, the most in American history right now. I don't think it actually equates to making the country any better. I think when you start creating government based off of gender and race, it actually convolutes the values of a country and the system, meaning we don't elect people based on their values, but off of, you know, their allegiance to certain tribal groups. That's dangerous, just like it would be dangerous to, you know, electing a white person just because. Right. You said you're anti-left, anti-right, right? They both do it, but I think the left does it more. The Democrats love just saying, hey, cool, we're diverse. Like with Joe Biden, they go, we're diverse, while they're pushing the same neoliberal ideas they're pushing the same war mentality. They're no different than what they've been. They're still the party of slavery. I know you know that. But with BLM, right, these people, a movement started, and this is not my words, they said, right, these people are angry, they're mad about unarmed black people getting killed by police. We realize that's kind of a debunked statistic. It's not happening in large numbers, but these riots happened. Was that the right solution to to changing the dialogue or the narrative towards what you're talking about? Or if not, what would be the solution?
Okay, so let me keep it 100% funky. I've been doing this protest activism since 2014, 13, right? And I've been in the streets, right? I was in Ferguson and seeing the birth of Black Lives Matter, right? So I've got an extensive history with them. I was in Freddie Gray during the Baltimore rebellions. I was, you know, all over the place. Right now, with this whole summer that went happened, right? I've been in over 5 cities in protest. And when people say Black Lives Matter, I want people to stop thinking that Black Lives Matter means Black people. Black Lives Matter, the movement, is over 80% white and 100% controlled by the Democratic Party. Is it an extension of the Democratic Party, period? That is it. Black Lives Matter will lie and say, oh, we don't endorse presidents because we're all separate, doing our own separate thing and stuff like that. But then the founders will come and back up Elizabeth Warren. You know, the fake native, a white woman that played fake native and was exposed for being fake native, for wearing red face. Black Lives Matter founders endorsed her, this white woman.
Yeah, remember the governor of Virginia as well did the same thing. And the prime minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, did brown face too. Remember that? They've all done it. Mm-hmm. They're guilty of the crimes.
Joy Behar on The View.
So do you think, do you agree with the recent riots, or do you feel like that was the wrong approach?
Again, I've been in 5 different cities with these protests, and the people that start the violence, the people that are agitating protesters and things like that, and having things and concoctions in their backpack, it is 100% these white anarchists that I guess they got bored playing video games, and now they want to decide to try to do the stuff they were doing in video games in these streets.
I'm not going to disagree that anarchists and white people are largely part of this movement, but I've been on the ground too, a lot more than just a few riots. And I would say that the looting is predominantly Black people. You said earlier that the Black people, that was your words, are joining the military in order to get J's. I disagree with that. I think that the military does specifically target lower income individuals.
Ask a Black person, they gonna lie to you. They would never tell you the truth. They are not doing it because they love America. They know that there's nothing to love of America.
Okay.
Ask them to write.
I can't prove either of our points, but what I can prove is that, like, in Philadelphia, the Black people are the ones doing the looting. You don't see a lot of white people looting. Why are the Black people, like the white people, sure, maybe the ones, I always say this, the white anarchist people, Black people aren't lighting cop cars on fire. I saw Hispanic people in Dallas light a cop car on fire. Mexicans, El Salvadorian, Hispanics, sure.
White Hispanics, I don't know which one you talking about.
No, but I'm just saying, sure, Black people are not really lighting cop cars on fire. I just think that a lot of Black people get hyped up and they get involved in the riots. Once they're started, they see an opportunity. What do you think about the fact that a lot of my claim that a lot of the looting is happening by Black people, and why do you think they're doing that? And do you condemn that? What are your thoughts?
I have not seen or heard any Black person do anything illegal ever. No snitch code. What you know? It was not going to happen today. But I agree with you, white people, anarchists, and the white leftists, the Marxist Leninists, they be coming in there and leading the way. Yes. You know who I thought that doll was? I thought that doll was, remember that white boy that got ran over at the protest, and he had a girlfriend, a sister that was in a wheelchair, remember? And they said that he pushed her forward and got ran over. I thought it was an homage to that dead white boy that got ran over at the protest.
In Austin, Texas, Garrett Foster. Garrett, this is a show, and I have to compose myself for a moment. Okay, hold on. Let me just.
He went from boyfriend to speed bump real quick. Praise God.
Hold up, I gotta breathe. I'm sorry. You just said that Black people have never done anything wrong.
I have never seen it. I've never seen any colonized person. I've never seen no person that has not been white do a crime. I've only seen white people do crime. That's all about IC. I love my people so much. Everything they do is amazing. What you call looting, I call forced reparations. That's their anyways. You stole everything from us. They just getting what was already theirs. Their materials and things like that, that's already theirs. So it is what it is. The only looting and polluting I see is from white people.
I'm making sure she doesn't hear you. I'm making sure she doesn't hear you.
That's probably the most contact you will have with a woman for a very long time. You might, y'all know what you and that dog be doing, but I'm so thankful you have somebody that you can be around because by the looks of things, I'm sure it's very hard for you to date. You know, it's okay though. It's okay. It's okay.
You know, it's true. I'm physically challenged in a lot of ways, but I've embraced it by this point. You know, there is dating apps for people that have physical disabilities. The future is disabled, as I've always said. But I will. Let me put her back. I mean, but I don't have any problem with disabled people. Let's talk about reparations.
It's not cousins having sex. That's not what created what's going on in front of me.
No, yeah. So let's talk about this. I know you're big on reparations. I'm sure I've had a cousin or two in the past probably have done something. I'm not to judge. I don't know. I mean, at least my aunts, really at least together. I think the one thing we both share in common is our ancestors have both sold our ancestors into slavery. That's a problem. Black people sold black people into slavery. But let's talk about this. Black people have done something. Isn't it wrong? Wasn't it wrong for black
people? Yes, it was wrong for them. And it was wrong for Barack Hussein Obama to drop drones and bombs on colonized people.
Uh-huh. So black people do the wrong thing sometimes.
By uniting with white power, imperialism, colonialism, and doing your bidding. So, of course, a black person that engages in this.
But they're not guilty of it. They're not guilty of it.
Is wrong. Oh, no. They're very guilty. I don't mess with sellouts. F the sellouts.
Well, you're contradicting yourself. Ghazi, you're contradicting yourself.
I'm not. There is colonialism, and then there is neocolonialism. You have colonialism, which is white power and white face. Then you have neocolonialism, which is white power and black face. White power in brown face, white power in yellow face, white power in the face of the colonized people they're oppressing to do the looting and looting for them. That's why when you look into Africa, you see all these African leaders, but all of them are sellouts, and all they to do is condone the looting of African resources, which Africa is the richest continent in the world, but has the poorest people. It's because of those neocolonial sellouts that do and condone that are their presidents and their prime ministers, right? That's what happens. That's why you had the president of Nigeria come out and make false claims that those people were not dying during that SARS siege that was going on with their police force. So yes, we have sellouts, and we have sellouts who sold us into slavery and was running around and tricking us and catching us, but those sellouts do not represent me. The people that represent me is Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey and Assata Shakur, who fight against that, and we make up the mass majority. So F all the sellouts, including Barack Hussein Obama, his wife, his daughters, his dog, his cat, anything that Negro loves. He's a big sellout. Ain't no black person in the world has more blood on his hands than Barack Hussein Obama and his coke-smoking daughter. But shout out to Sasha. I think Sasha wants to be black. So Sasha, I got a seat for you, girl, because I know you know the city girls rap and stuff. So I'm going to hold a seat for you, Sasha, but the rest of your family got to go, girl.
Wow. All right. Hey, dude, let's get into the reparations and talk about that. So you think white people owe black people reparations?
Absolutely. I mean, you can pay it or not. We're going to get it back because, you know, colonized people around the world are rising up every day and are resisting this colonial domination consistently. And you can't win when you ain't right within. Shout out to Lauryn Hill. She always late, but she always on time. So, yes, we have a class, blackhammer.org, my organization. We have a class called the Colonizer Class. And it has hundreds of white people in it from all over the world. And what they do is pay reparations to the organization.
How much? Is it like a monthly subscription? Is it like a PayPal?
It's weekly, actually. It's weekly. We bill them weekly. And we bill them weekly.
How many people are part of this organization that receive the money? And how many people approximately give reparations?
Mm-hmm. So those resources are going towards our building of Hammer City. We are building a city with no cops, with no white people, no corona, and no rent. So you can see the money that we is collecting via GoFundMe at GoFundMe.com/BuildHammerCity, Venmo Build Hammer City, Cash App Build Hammer City, where colonized people are coming together to live in harmony with one another. So those that's where those resources be going. And it's going to be building us our Hammer City, getting us our land and all that kind of stuff, them good things. And we just be training them white people how to be human. And they're just doing amazing, amazing things in that class. You know what I mean? Giving reparations and stuff like
that. What was that website? What was the exact website?
Blackhammer.org.
Okay, black.
And also, if you are a non-white person, if you are a black, brown, or colonized around in the United Snakes of America, and you are scared of COVID or anything like that, you can go to our website right now and you can order your free COVID package. We give black and brown people, non-white people, colonized people, we give y'all free masks, we give y'all free gloves, free hand sanitizer, herbs and vitamins and all those kinds of things.
Wait, so these are the members. You have a members.
Yes.
You have the Kim Jong-suk, the Thomas Sankara, the Che Guevara. I mean, what are normally people, you have $5, $10, $20. What kind of donations do people usually sign up for here? Oh, we can get get a free Mao Zedong membership. Sav, make sure you write that down. We can become Mao Zedong members.
Yes, you could be a free member of you're white, so you can't join. But if you are not white, you can join the organization.
I thought the point was to take money from white people.
So the resources that we give, the resources that our members give for donations are actually go towards building our Hammer houses. We have Hammer houses all over America. Again, if you need a Hammer house, go to blackhammer.org, which houses poor colonized people. So it's free housing that gives housing, land, labor, and all those kind of resources to colonized people for our Hammer houses. So that's what it is. But most of our members are broke colonized people, so they click that free 99 situation. But as long as you're a member and you give some action or come to a meeting or engage in our political education, you could be a member of this organization.
So let's talk about your more organization. So with the reparations, so you think that white people, so are you supported by reparations? Like, is your rent paid by reparations?
Is my rent paid by reparations? No, I don't have a rent. I couch surf actually from city to city, going out, give training and stuff, other black and brown people, how to go out into the communities, how to give our people free food, free clothes, free hygiene kits. Again, you can go to the Black Hammer website today, anywhere in America, and order your free package from Black Hammer. That's where our resources go to helping our people. You can also go to blackhammer.org and look at our Black Hammer Times. We have a newspaper as well. We got a lot of things. We got a yoga class. We got self-defense classes. We got workout classes. We got a therapy office. What else we do? Dang, we do a lot. But yeah, we also, throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, we have passed out over 120,000 pieces of PPE to poor and working class colonized people around the world, not just in America, but in Nigeria, in Mexico, in Puerto Rico, and in India, and all over, of course, America. Oh, in Canada. And so, yeah, this is the kind of work we actually should be doing and not this adventurous stuff in these protests. We should be doing this work that is uplifting our people, giving power to our people, giving economic development to our people, and be a part of this organization. We give our people free housing. We give our people free food and clothes and also, again, PPE. So this is the stuff we have to do. Our people are living through a pandemic. Our people are living through an economic decline. That's why we are building Hammer City. So when you are evicted and stuff like that, that you're not depressed.
So I can't go, though. I can't go to Hammer City. I can't go.
No.
So that's, yeah. But isn't that the exact definition of like literal like racism? Isn't that the exact, like there's a city where I can't go because of my skin?
Racism is the ideological underpinning of colonialism, okay? It is just the ideological or theoretical understanding or analysis of to try to explain colonialism.
And so what book did you read this from?
Let me break it down.
Okay.
White people cannot have theory or have anything that exposes their parasitic relationship to the world, right? Your theory has to represent your class interest, right? And your class and national interest. So you are part of the white nation and the class of dominance is the white bourgeoisie. For going out into the world, including all the resources of the world. And for them to tell you, oh, why is that okay? So they created something called race science. And race science wanted to say that, oh, black people were dumb and Asian people were dumber too. And from the skulls, that's why white people dominated. But then that's proved that that's not true, right? So you have to have this thing of, well, we just did better or something like that. And it's through the violence and looting that you are doing right now.
Black people are doing a lot of wrong things.
White people that are being canoodled by poverty, forced by poverty to join your military so they can get some kind of access to resources.
Your campaign is like the PPE. It's like half serious and like half intellectually inconsistent, though, because it's like on one hand, if you're trying to make the world a better place, right? It seems to me like you're actually dividing people against each other by creating these dogmatic pillars, these
colonialism
monoliths.
Colonialism divided people against each other. Colonialism divided white people.
I would say that you're an agent of colonialism. The only way to overturn that. Wait, did you say Wakanda?
The only way to overturn that is to attack that system of colonialism which has separated us.
Did you say Wakanda?
It means to take something and turn it around. It means to take something and turn it around.
That's what Wakanda means.
And you say overturn.
I can say overturn.
Your language.
But I'm saying it's Wakanda.
I know you look like a shaved monkey, but you don't understand this language. I know a lot of y'all grow tails, but you don't understand this language. I know your ass is big as my pinky, but you don't understand your own goddamn language. It's called overturn.
Look, okay. I have a micro penis, and that's between me and my wife.
In overturning their parasitic relationship they have with colonized people around the world by paying reparations. Because if you are a parasite getting fat off of the resources and looting and polluting of the world, the only way you can overturn that is by giving it back. And this is indigenous people's land, okay? So we have a land liberator circle that is ran by a council of indigenous people of this land. And they are allowed to dictate and govern how they want on their Hammer City. And
leave a split open.
All over the world.
Leave a split open. I want you to, okay, so this is my producer here. I want to bring her in here. This is my token. Can you get the shot? This is Sav. I think you can hear one like this. Is she really a dark person? What is her role in this? What do you say to her?
She's a colonized person, but by the looks of it, she looks pretty, dominated and tamed and well-trained by y'all.
I mean, and what would she do if she wants to be set free? She has a pretty good job. She provides for herself. She works with me.
Where are you from? What's your name?
My name's Savannah. I was born here in Texas. And Ghazi, I actually do have a question for you.
Where are your parents from, Savannah?
My mom is from the island of Guam. My dad's from California. My grandfather comes from Mexico. So they're...
So Guam and Mexico not looking that great, are they?
Okay, Ghazi, I have a question for you. I do a lot of on-the-ground reporting in terms of this rioting and looting, and I was in Philadelphia, right? And a lot of black people were looting businesses, and I'm very interested to hear your opinion on black people robbing black-owned businesses.
Okay.
Because I'm really tired of seeing your community destroy your own neighborhoods, so please respond to that.
Okay, first and foremost, those black-owned businesses, I don't know what relationship they have to those different communities. If those black-owned businesses owners are rude in the community and the people see that as an enemy to the community, then they get to do what they want to do, okay?
But I have been to
Ferguson, and I have been to also Baltimore and all these other places, and I have seen black-owned businesses be crossed away or not attacked because they are black-owned businesses. That CVS pharmacy that was burned down, in Baltimore, actually across the street, was a black-owned pharmacy that was not burned down and not touched. And when I went to Baltimore and I saw the different businesses that were burned down, I saw an Asian Chinese store open. And I said, wow, how did they survive? And they said, because that Chinese store gives free sandwiches to homeless people every Sunday. So the people knew that that store was okay. So the only stores they burnt down were high conglomerate, chain stores that they had no connection to, like Metro PCS and CVS and things like that. And if those other black businesses did not have good relations with their communities, then that's probably what happened to them.
Those are franchises, though.
So it's okay to burn down businesses if they're not cool with the black community, like, just so we're all clear.
I believe that right now my people need to be focused on building. I believe that my people need to be focused on building self-determination. I believe that we are going through an economic decline. There is tens of millions of jobs every day being lost, and it looks like it's going to be a continuation of that. This pandemic is destroying this economy that is kicking out our people on a daily basis from forced evictions, and our people need a future. And a future is not going to be in burning down buildings and in attacking everything This beast of United States of America is in peril right now. They can't even decide on who the leader is going to be in the next 4 years. And they are fighting that, and they will continue to fight that to what I believe may probably turn out to be a civil war. So while these two white wing and the left wing and the right wing are fighting each other, we as colonized people need to step to the side and let them do their goddamn thing and build self-determination in our name and a future for our children. And let these motherfuckers fight each other. That's
all right.
What I said.
All right. So let's end on this point then. So for going forward, then she can hear you still, by the way. She hasn't a piece. Her mic
she
is.
She needs
is
the band needs to think about her people in Guam and Mexico. Two nations her that have been destroyed and killed by white power.
Guam is America though.
How did Guam become America? The same way Puerto Rico became America. By the looting and polluting and the colonization of those
all
places.
Right, all right. Well, let's conclude.
Why is your name Savannah? Why is your name Savannah? Why you don't have why you don't have an indigenous name to Mexico? And
she doesn't like the racism towards the host that she produces for, she said. But I'll get you on this because we're kind of rapid. We're getting heavy on time. Ghazi, I want to have you on again at some point. Are you in that feedback?
You know who who is that gay Trumper? The one that got skin looking like shiny diarrhea. What's his name? The gay Trumper.
Christian Walker?
You had him on the show. I want to debate him on your show.
We'll set that up.
I want to drag her. So please get that done, Piglet. Please, Piglet, get that done for me. Can you get that done for me, Piglet? Please.
You know, I'm okay with you calling me a piglet. I'm gonna ask you this. Can you ask me kindly, as a human to human, without calling names, can you genuinely can you just address me as a human and not degrade my skin color? Because I think white people get shit on too much. I think that we are living in a society where actually we're not as dominant as people say. I think that we've been weakened from the core. But I'm saying, Ghazi, just listen to me for a second. I think that white people in general are very civil. I think that we actually in society are expected to just take people's shit.
You're very civil. Hold up. 85% of pedophiles are white men. That's you. I would never leave my child around you. Don't leave no child around him, Savannah. Savannah don't have no children. He'll touch them. 85%. That's him.
All right, Ghazi, shut the fuck up for like 5 seconds. Damn it. Shut the fuck up. Listen. Just listen. Seriously. Just seriously. Shut the shut up for like 5 seconds. Let me speak, please. Ghazi, sorry. Just 1 second. I'm trying to tell you, I will set that debate up, but I'm telling you that the same way that I'm respectful to you, I expect some of that back as well. Please just ask, say, yo, Elijah, can you set it up between me and what'd you call him? Do you say diarrhea colored or something like that? I don't know what you call them.
Shiny diarrhea. The bronzer she uses.
Between you and Christian, if you ask kindly to set up a debate to a large audience between you and Christian Walker, I will more than gladly set that up for you. Can you just ask kindly and be respectful, and then I will set that up for you.
You want me to do what?
Just ask kindly. Just say, hey, man, can you set that up for me?
How did I ask you the first place? What did I say the first time?
You said piglet.
No, I did not. What did I say before that? Y'all be lying. Y'all is built to lie before I said that.
Ghazi, just ask. Just ask nicely. I'm just asking for a nice ask. That's all. That's it. Okay. Just, I'm not asking you to like apologize or to say sorry or
what's
nothing. Christian Walker.
Okay. What's your name again?
Elijah.
Oh, sorry, I just found out you existed. You know, sorry, girl. You gotta work on your platform. Elijah, can you make sure that we set up this debate on your show? It's gonna be litty. And yeah, all that. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys heard it here anyway. Thank you so much to Ghazi. We'll have him back on. Ghazi, if people want to find you on social media, we give all of our guests an opportunity to plug yourself. I think my audience will fall a lot in line with a lot of people who are black nationalists.
Instagram, Chief Ghazi.
Hey guys, Instagram, go there. Be nice. Flood him with love. Let him know you saw the episode. Chief Ghazi, he's a great guy. We had a lot of black supremacists, black nationalists, people on the show. Ghazi, thank you so much for coming on. Anyways, guys.
She's being stolen, white people. Ha ha.
Sorry about that one, guys. I didn't mean to snap. I really didn't mean to snap. I was trying to hold my cool. But, you know, I will say this. A lot of you guys are probably wondering why I didn't snap back more. I want to have him on as a guest again. Also, like, I try not to be cruel to people on this show. I try to be fair. I try to give them a chance to speak and to share their mind without just, you know, doing gotcha moments. I'm not here to get people. I really do want to have conversations, but there's a certain point where I just go, dude, literally, you got to be quiet. And to my grandma who watches the show, I'm very sorry for using those fancy words, which were, of course, bleeped out for family-friendly audiences. If you want to support the show, remember, we get a lot of great guests. We try to bring on a variety of guests. We're going out on the field, on the street, even this weekend. Go to blazetv.com/Elijah to get our best deal ever during this election. I'm telling you, it's the best and easiest way to support us. But if you can't support our advertisers, if you can't support the show, that's totally fine. If you are a dedicated listener and you made it this far, go right now to the links below to Spotify, Apple iTunes, or Google, the Google Play Store, and leave us a 5-star review. It helps us out more than you understand. It keeps the show running and going. We are getting on a regular schedule. We're planning on expanding the show and crew and growing this into more of just a more superfluous show that has more options and more time slots. So anyway, thank you guys so much again for supporting us. This show, make sure to check out Ghazi. I don't know what this show even is, but have a great rest of the week and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.